Hello all, and you're very welcome to our collaborative podcast, Get Stuff Done. Each week we speak to industry professionals across all sectors to find out how they get stuff done. This week I'm delighted to talk with Dean Jones. Dean is a sound engineer extraordinaire and now the owner of his very own studio, Scimitar Sound. Dean, you're very welcome. I know you and I go back many years working in Real Good and in Raygun, and it's very exciting to hear that you're setting up something new on your own. You might just tell us a little about yourself and what you're up to.
Thank you, Aidan. Yes. Look, Scimitar Sound is it's brand new. It's a very exciting time for me. It came, I suppose, out of what people have been asking me to do for years. For years and years and years, people have been saying, when are you going to set up on your own, Dean? Yeah, you should get your own studio. And I think really last year with COVID, it was an interesting time for many people and for many industries. And I think a sort of buzzword that everybody's using is it was a time to reset. I think people needed something new to come out of it. Maybe people that are sitting working from home every day are just desperate for a new challenge and a new project. And I suppose that's where Scimitar came from. And to be perfectly honest with you, it was probably about January that I thought, look, I'll give this some serious thought. And I went to do all the local enterprise business courses, which were absolutely amazing. I mean, that's a free service. And the mentors that they assigned you with is just incredible. So it was a fascinating time. You learn all about business and you learn all about yourself, actually, creating a business plan, all that sort of stuff. It's a huge adventure. And I was very, very successful with raising the funds to do this. So look, it's a very exciting time. I can't wait to hopefully within the next couple of weeks launch the property of where I am. It's really exciting, and to get back out there and see all my friends again, you know.
Thanks, Dean. Yeah. So in collaborative, we're all about getting stuff done. You might tell me about some of the great stuff you've done over the years. You know, stuff that makes you proud, stuff that makes you smile when you think about it.
I was thinking about this question because as a sound engineer, you're dealing with so much stuff. As a commercial sound engineer, you're dealing with, and you know this, Aidan, as an ex-engineer, you're dealing not just with the project and the soundtrack that you're creating. You're dealing with the dynamics of the room. You're dealing with loads of creative minds, and you're dealing with loads of producers. And it's about managing that as much as it is about creating a soundtrack. So bizarrely, it's not always the biggest and the most successful things that you work on that make you the proudest at the end of it. Pride at the end of a project can come from not just the output, but how you handled yourself throughout the whole thing, how you handled them, and how good an experience it was. And so there's too many to mention little ads that went through that way, where someone walked out the door very happy with it, and you turned around and felt proud about how the whole thing was created. But if you look at, if you're asking sort of a question about what sort of projects and soundtracks you'd be most proud of, I suppose the most recent one was, there was an RT News promo with John Kilkenny and Ian Power directed The Truth Matters. And that process was incredible. That was something to be proud of, I think. I think working with Ian was fascinating. We had loads of time, which is something sound engineers never get. And as a result, there was about three or four different approaches to that soundtrack to what it ended up as. And again, I suppose I'm proud of how it sounded, but I'm more proud of the fact that I got to do what Ian wanted and I got to do what John wanted. And collaboratively, the three of us were happy with that output. And look, you go back, I think, you know, winning an IFTA was a really proud moment for me and Colm O'Rourke. And I suppose I still talk about projects that I feel like were yesterday, but they were actually years ago. So I'm still peddling Love, Hate and things like that. There was a TV drama I did for ITV called 13 Steps Down. And I think that's the happiest mix I've ever done. It was a two-part TV drama. And again, got to work with some really good people on it, But I remember hearing that on transmission and going, that's replicating how I mixed it, which was wonderful. And then, do you know, I found something recently. I found an old Vimeo page that I forgot I'd created of ads over the years. And it's hilarious the amount of ads that I've done for TV that I've kind of forgotten about. And it was really refreshing to watch all these ads for Carlsberg and like all those ones about the Irish language, Cockamelish and Sharon Nivola. I didn't know what that was. And it was fascinating to watch them all. But I think you're there'll be more to come. You know, I think there's so much work. I've recently put on my website, radio ads are probably done thousands. It's terrifying. So there's a few key ones that stick out, but they tend to be the experience that sticks out rather than necessarily the sound, you know?
Well, you know what, there's more to come, and that's really the exciting part of it with the new studio. Mm. You might tell me about, you know, is there any major plans there as regards the style of work you're going for? Or, well, what sort of stuff will you be up to?
I think I sort of dabbled in most things audio, and I think being a commercial sound mixer is kind of what I seem to enjoy and do best. When you look at your role as a commercial engineer like that, it as we talked about earlier, it's more than just the sound. It's controlling the whole process, and that's what I've got to continue to do. It's what people book me for. It's what they enjoy working with me whilst I'm doing. And as much as it's exciting to be doing a TV drama or working on feature, I think I am the asset. You know, I am what the company's based around, and I've got to view my time and the lifestyle I want to have. And I think TV drama feature is wonderful. It really does consume your life, though. And I enjoy much more dealing with people on 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour basis, where you can get to the end of the day and you've been dealing with 20 people, and watching them being happy with your work is what I want to continue to do in Scimitar.
I get that. It's about people, really.
It really is. Yeah,
and I get that.
Genuinely.
And listening to creative minds and worrying about 100%. How you interpret what they want and what they need, and making that yours.
It you know, I've had to think about branding and all sorts of stuff, and it does make you go back and focus on what you do for a living and what it is. And, you know, of course, you've got to make money. You want to be successful. But, you know, I think what I'm about, it is really about making people happy. If people come in and do an hour's radio and they walk out happy, that's I'm as excited about that as I am about the guy that's been with me for 4 weeks on a project, you know. I couldn't agree with you more. You know me, you know I like to do my drawings and I doodle. I draw faces, I draw people. I'm fascinated by them, fascinated by people and voices. And Scimitar will continue that.
And that's a good talent. I've seen some of your drawings. They are unbelievably good, and if you haven't seen them, get and see Dean Jones. I'm sure there's a website somewhere at this stage.
It's a different podcast. Yeah.
Listen, a quick question, a tip: if you were to offer somebody advice about getting stuff done, what's your tip? What's your little mantra? What's your little feeling as regards how you get stuff done?
Well, I think I can only talk about what this experience now of trying to start a new business. I think having a project, having something to focus on, something to look forward to for your future. It can be as small or as big as you want it to be, but I feel like, you know, this is what we need as we come out of COVID. Everybody needs something new. It doesn't necessarily mean it's as dramatic as leaving a job and starting a new one. But, you know, I think getting a plan, whatever that may be, whether it's planning to go out and go on holiday or something, which we all want to do, or something. I think that'll do it for most people. It did it for me. Writing it down, making a list, is the way to get through this, I think.
Would you? Last question. I know you're a serious Star Wars fan. If I could ask you, what's the best movie in your critical mind?
Whoa, no one ever commits to that. Do you know what's really exciting at the moment? I don't know if you've saw it. There's a new animated series called The Bad Batch, and it's brilliant. And you know, I've got three young boys and they are everything, and I want them to be as excited about Star Wars as Daddy is. But they've got so much more. They've got so much more than what we had, you know. But I have to say, The Mandalorian is just fantastic. Jon Favreau is doing it perfectly. He's putting enough little nods in there for the daddies and the old men like me, and still keeping the younger generation coming through. So let's go, Mando.
Completely up to date. I do like that. Listen, Dean, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Many thanks for your time.
Thanks, Aidan.
Wishing you every success in Scimitar Sound.
Thank you very much.
And we'll catch up again soon.
Wonderful. Thank you.